I'm Brandon Waddell, fish for the club now since 2007, and been around since Reggie started it, so it's just the club's a blessing, and I hope y'all see that. It's a real good thing to be able to fish in a club that you got mentorship, you have the ability to get prayer, and it ain't just about money, and that's what it's all about. I live on a small city lake, well, not it's a private lake, community lake. And Al used to live on it. He got mad and left, and so
he just wanted a bigger lake.
To some extent, I don't mind him leaving because he was winning a lot of tournaments out there. But when we have a biologist that comes out and gives us recommendations on how to take care of our fish out there, and one of the things that he always talks about is culling bass. 120-acre lake. I think a lot of the, I'm not a rancher, but it makes sense. If you have so many cows on a small pasture, can only support that much cattle on that piece of property. Bass are the same way. They can just outnumber a small lake like that. Nobody on my lake culls bass. I'm probably the only one. Part of the culling process, and believe me, I don't cull near as what they say that we should, but part of the culling process, and I've done this for so long, is when I'm cleaning a bass and I see that stomach all poached out, I got to see what's in it, you know. And here lately, filleting these 2-pound bass, and to see their stomachs just totally bulged out, and almost 99% of the time it's crawfish. They're just totally stuffed with crawfish, 3-4 crawfish in a little bitty bass's belly. It's pretty amazing. I started thinking about the book of Jonah and the belly of a whale. The Bible, I think, says a large fish, but it's a belly of a whale, and the story of Jonah. And believe me, I'm not a scholar, and I'm talking to a lot of guys with all different levels of experience here, but Jonah's just a 4-chapter book in the Bible. It's a great, easy read, and I'll recommend it. But Jonah was running from God. He did not want to do what God had laid on his heart, to go and talk to the people in Nineveh. And he did not want to do that whatsoever. So he had a plan to basically run from God, get in the passage of this boat, and go out and do his own thing. He wasn't going to do God's will. God's plan never fails. That's probably the highlight of this story. But my passage that I kind of want to hone in on is Proverbs 16:9. It says, "The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." Jonah had plans to do it his way. God had another plan. Nineveh was a city that Jonah thought that was just not even worth messing with. The city was just in ruins. They were doing what they wanted to. God had another plan. God orchestrated events to fulfill his plan and purpose for Nineveh. Part of that event was saving Jonah's life from, number one, being thrown out of the boat into a raging sea. Number two, being swallowed by a whale. Number three, being sustained in a well for 3 days, which is pretty amazing. He also changed Jonah's heart to eventually go back to that city and do God's will and get that message to those people, which eventually saved those people. My encouragement of this little short devo is when you're prompted, like I was prompted to give a devo, which I don't give near enough of them, but thank you, Charlie,
absolutely,
for pushing me. It's always good to get a push.
Well, I just want these poor folks to hear from somebody besides me.
So when you're prompted and you feel that push, that Holy Spirit push, don't run from God. He's with us in all situations. and especially situations that can lead others to Jesus.
Amen.
My final verse is Matthew 28:19-20. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of age.
You got too much.
And anyway, God's with you. He'll be supportive with you, not only on these devos, but in that push that God may give you in life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hey, absolutely.
By the way, anybody interested in giving a devo, Al has put together a sheet on how to give a devo. It's on our homepage, and it's really pretty simple. It's straight lined, and if you follow that sheet, you couldn't go wrong. That's the only sheet I ever saw that tells you how to do a devo.
I followed the sheet.
You did good.
Yeah, you did real good.
Yep.
So, when I think of Jonah and the well, I think of two things. I think the good Lord will go as far as he needs to go to get your attention. You know, Jonah got thrown in the lake, thrown in the sea, got swallowed by a whale. I mean, that's pretty extensive.
That's it.
You know? I mean, that's and the other thing is Jonah, you know, the reason why Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh is because he knew there were a bunch of sinners and he didn't feel like they deserved to be saved. So the other one is, you know, God says, if you think you're more important than somebody else, you're not that important. Anyway, just thoughts on that one. But we had a great turnout. We had 22 teams and a baptism.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah.